Today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Buzzsprout. If you're considering starting a podcast, Buzzsprout has helped well over 100,000 people start their own podcast. What's great is they provide all the necessary tools and resources to launch a professional podcast, from those who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. Follow the link in the show notes to get started today and to receive a $20 Amazon gift card. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Hey everybody, before we get started with today's episode, I just want to remind you guys to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. Also, if you're streaming this episode from Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Then finally, I'm also offering a 1-hour free coaching session for new clients. If you're looking for help on taking the next step in your self-improvement journey, let me know and let's work together to get your dreams and goals accomplished. Head over to my page and book a coaching session for free at www.coachwithbyron.com. Again, that's www.coachwithbyron.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 25. And as always, I am joined with my lovely and most special co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hello, everyone. Happy 2021.
Yes, I'm so excited. We can officially say we've closed the books on 2020, and we are beginning a new chapter in 2021.
Exciting.
The other day, I posted a meme on my Instagram page, just a white meme. It just said, it was a white background, and it said, turn page. And I got several reactions, several comments about how everybody was excited and their plans on they're going to execute on the highest level for 2021. And I think, honestly, as a society, we needed this.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, a lot of people, they look at, well, new year, you know, blah, 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 not a big deal. But I think after the year that we've all had in 2020, yes, I think it hit our society in a different way, seeing as 2020 is over with. And now it's a brand new chapter. It's a new page. And it's like what I posted on our Facebook page about here we're starting a new book, a fresh book with 365 pages, blank pages, that you can write your own story in.
So I have to interject kind of a funny for a second.
Okay.
So the only thing I can think about when we're talking about ending 2020 to go to 2021 is that commercial for Match where it's Satan meets 2020 and they're the perfect match.
That, yes, I love that. And I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I mean, honestly, who better to pair 2020 up with than with Satan himself? So, bravo. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just very excited and just very, I don't know, empowered, I think, is probably the word I'm going to use. I am very empowered by this new year. Just there's just so much things that, you know, we can accomplish, you know, I can accomplish, Kristen can accomplish, and then you guys can accomplish. I can say that confidently because you guys are here listening to our podcast, and I know you guys have probably been following our podcast for quite some time, and we just covered a month series on setting New Year's resolution goals and how to achieve them. So I'm really hoping that you guys have taken into that and really hit your New Year's resolutions ground running. So today we are going to reflect a little bit about our 2020. And Kristen and I drafted up three questions. And I really would love for you guys, if you guys have a pen and paper, if you don't, go ahead and pause us. Grab a pen and paper. Obviously, if you're driving, please don't do that.
please don't.
Take a mental note. When you get back home to your office, wherever you're going, you know, just take a few moments and just revisit these three questions. Because honestly, I think in my experience, it's always great to know where you're going. But it's even better to know that where you've been, you can learn from those experiences.
I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make about going into the new year is to look back at the previous year and say it was just a total waste. I'm just happy it's over. Yes, it was a very difficult year. But to me, I think we learned a tremendous amount during this year 2020.
Yeah.
So I think it's really super important to go back and reflect on it, because that would be major lessons missed if you don't.
If we really think about it, like the first, say, quarter of 2020, let's think prior of the pandemic. Think of how life was. So that brings us to our first question that we asked is, you know, what has 2020 taught you? What has 2020 taught myself? What has 2020 taught Kristen? And for me, like, when we sat down and we wrote down these questions, you know, I thought the first quarter of 2020, like, when life was quote-unquote normal, before the lockdown, before the rioting, before the death of Kobe, and just there was just so much that happened to our world that we just took for granted. So when Chris and I, we were talking about this first question, the first thing came to my mind was, I am no longer going to take small moments for granted. If you really think about it, because I know last year for Christmas, my family and I, we got together. This is before Chris and I met each other. And, you know, we shared long hugs and we had very, you know, face-to-face conversations.
Yes.
And it was just, it was so natural, because that was life. And now, couldn't do that.
Yes, fast forward to sitting in the driveway and exchanging gifts 6 feet apart.
Exactly. So, I mean, the small things in life, I think, honestly, they make the most out of your life. That they make that experience. Because when you take away, you know, the simple, small, you know, the small interactions, the hugs, the simple conversations that you can have face-to-face without wearing a mask, you know, that just, it makes you appreciate life more. And that's why I'm like, the first quarter of 2020, which honestly for most people was probably the easiest, but for me, like, I was going through a lot of soul searching at that time for myself, because I was going through some stuff, and I just took that time to really reinvest in myself, start soul searching on figuring out my God-given destiny here on Earth. But with 2020, as we got into the pandemic and things started slowly locking down in our country. Now, I know there's some states that are slowly opening back up, while there's other states that are being resistant on opening back up. And, you know, like I said, in 2020, it has proven challenging. And I think a lot of it, again, you know, taking granted the small moments. Mm-hmm. So, Kristen, what has 2020 taught you?
I think with 2020, it's kind of brought out a truth for me, and it made it more real. Something that I already knew, but it, like, was blaringly obvious during 2020. And the thing that I learned was that stressful situations bring out our true nature and character. And I'm thinking about, you know, I'm thinking about those times when everyone was hoarding supplies, from toilet paper to food.
Yes.
And you were having to drive town to town to find something. And I thought about that, and I thought about a picture that I saw of an elderly woman standing in front of an empty store shelf crying.
Yeah.
And I thought about that, and it really struck me hard, because I was like, you know, we needed to be more concerned with helping, you know, people. And I know there was a lot of good things happening at the same time. Like, you know, you think about, you know, people's natures, you know, were kind of split into hoarding everything because they worried that they weren't going to get it. And there were people who were actually going out and shopping for the elderly and the sick because they knew that someone needed to help them and take care of them. So I think it kind of revealed what was there within us.
Absolutely. Wow. Now it's your guys' turn. Go ahead, jot down this question. What has 2020 taught you? You know, what has the challenges that surfaced with 2020? You know, what has challenged you in this year of pandemic and crisis for so many? Our next question here was, what is one way you've grown in 2020? And obviously with the crisis and the struggles that everyone had, you know, what can you say that you've grown through 2020? And I think 2020, and I saw a meme the other day, it was a person in a cocoon and said 2020. And then in the next slide, it had that individual, that person breaking out of the cocoon for 2021. So what is one way that I've grown in 2020? I can honestly say that my level of confidence has soared. And I'm going to be honest with you, like right now, I feel at ease, very comfortable behind the microphone. And I'll tell you what, when I first got behind the microphone, when I first started my podcast, I was nervous as shit. And I was the only one in the room, you know? But yet, I kept at it, kept challenging myself. And I knew through my podcast, I could help others. And, you know, with 2020 and with the challenges it faced, you know, we all faced in 2020, I think we just needed some motivation, some positivity. And just with that, just it kept me going. Now, again, 2020 has been challenging for a lot of people. And like I said, that first quarter, I was kind of finding myself. And then about first part of March, Krista and I actually met. And, you know, and we've been together since and been very happy. And 2020 for us has been amazing. And I'm just very blessed and thankful that we found each other through this pandemic.
From different states.
From different states. You know, again, you guys know that I'm from Iowa and Kristen's from Kentucky. So, and we actually met, you know, it's a cute story here, but I'll share it. We actually met on a office group. The Office, if you guys have seen it, it's... I don't know if I should be able to describe because I think everybody knows about The Office.
It's our favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah, now it's on Peacock instead of Netflix, which is cool. That's cool. You know, I'm not going to rag on Netflix or NBC. We don't have time for that. So let's go ahead and keep going here. I don't want to turn this into some political debate here. But with me, I think I've grown more confidently. And I think for the most part, I can sell myself better.
I would agree with that.
Because I have developed an image. Like when I was trying to get into the self-improvement arena, I've learned a lot about myself. I learned that, you know, I'm human. I have weaknesses. But yet, you know, those weaknesses, I did not look at those as weaknesses. I once did, but now I look at those as opportunities. Like, what can I do to become 1% better than I was yesterday? And that comes from the compound effect. And, you know, when you look at that, and like I have for several months, it's not so overwhelming when you're like, you know what, I just need to become 1% better. 1%. And then, you know, when I get in those challenging moments, I ask myself, you know, what would the best version of myself? So what would best version Byron do? You know, would he hit that snooze button in the morning? No, he wouldn't. He would get out of bed. would the best version of Byron make that phone call to talk to his folks at least once a week? Yeah, he would. You know, so becoming 1% better. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be materialistic, like, you know, money or whatever. You know, just being a wholesome and a great person.
I think 2020 definitely provided many opportunities for us to improve.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, because we weren't able to go and do the things that we were doing. We had to stay home. Some of us had to stay away from other people because of quarantine and things like that. So, you know, it kind of, you either could just sit and rot in quarantine, or you could decide that you were going to try to be better at something. So it provided those opportunities for us, for sure.
Yeah, and I actually have a bunch of friends in my network, in my professional network, and they actually took the advantage of 2020 and the whole quarantine situation. They actually read more. They journaled more.
Yes.
They worked out more at home. And most importantly, they invested more time in their families, and they realized, you know, what was very important for them. And, you know, through self-improvement and through our family relationships, you know, we found that, you know, there's a deeper connection with our lives. So now, Kristen, how about you? What was one thing you found that you've grown in 2020?
Well, I was kind of forced into this growth, but that's okay. You know, I teach elementary school. I don't know if I've mentioned that, but I teach elementary school. And when I'll be honest with you, I have not ever been like amazing with technology. Mm. So, you know, I'm much more of a hands-on teacher. And so obviously through this pandemic, a lot of my teaching has happened online.
Yeah.
So it has forced me to learn some new technology tools and tricks. And that has definitely improved my, you know, how I see myself as a teacher. And it's provided ways for me to teach my students. It provided ways for me to even assess them. So it ended up being a really good thing for me as far as growing as a professional in the classroom.
Wow. Yeah. And I've, you know, you guys, so Kristen and I, we've been together through this pandemic, and I've seen her work on her her lessons, and she's absolutely 110% dedicated and invested, and I've seen her grow through the technology space, and it's been very impressive. So, I mean, like she said, two sides of the coin. You can either choose to, you know, compress yourself or embrace 2020. And now going in 2021, now like the cocoon, we can break out and be a better version of ourselves through development through 2020.
I'm pretty much Bill Gates now.
Pretty much.
I mean,
almost.
Really. I mean, after this year.
Getting there. You got the glasses too. So we just got to get you a snappy sweater. All right. So what about you guys? So second question on your piece of paper, you know, what is one thing that you felt that you've grown through 2020? So what have you grown in 2020? So third and final question here we'd love to address is, looking into 2021, what would you like to improve on? So the one thing I do really want to address here is, you know, obviously the last four episodes we've recorded, we talked about understanding what our New Year's resolutions are, forming those into SMART goals, and also figuring out the barriers and pitfalls and all that fun stuff. And I'm not going to bore you guys all that, because there's about 4 hours of content right there that you guys can listen to the past episodes. But what I'd love for you guys to do is to really think about what you're very passionate about in 2021 and what you feel that you can improve on through 2021. So I know this is a pretty big question here, but I think honestly it's something that we really, really need to hone in on. So for me, for 2021, what I'd love to improve on is, first and foremost, I want to build upon my relationship with my family. And I think what 2020 has proven, a lot of challenging moments where it was difficult for you to go and see family and be able to spend time with family. And, you know, again, going back to what I was talking about, what 2020 taught me is appreciating the small moments. Now, when things start opening back up slowly, we need to be able to spend time with our loved ones and really embrace that. Just because, like I said, with 2020, you know, we learned so much. With 2021, we're going to have this ability, hopefully, here, when things do open up, to be able to be closer to our families, to be able to hold our loved ones, and to actually have those relationships we had prior to the pandemic. So, again, you know, I want to be able to grow on my relationships with my family, my children, and to be able to network more effectively to help build my character. So another piece on 2021 is I want to continue to build my spiritual relationship with God. And, you know, we try not to talk too much about religious beliefs, just because we're respectful for other people's beliefs and their backgrounds. But to continue to build my spiritual relationship with God, and to be able to meditate more often and a lot longer than what I'm doing right now. Because right now I'm doing about 15-20 minutes every morning, but it's such a spiritual awakening when you're able to conform to meditation and be able to be invested in those practices. So, and aside from that, you know, continue to build my coaching business and our podcast. And most importantly, bottom line is to help impact those who need help. That's my mission. I want to give back as much as I can through my podcast, through my coaching business. And I want you guys to be able to realize the potential that you have. Because again, when I first started this, like going back on that first quarter of 2020, it was I had a lot of self-doubt. Like, I wanted to do this, but, you know, imposter syndrome, you know, no, just don't do it. You're not capable. You're not able to. There's so many people out there in that space. You would not be able to hold a light to their candle. And honestly, you know, it's not that. It's, you know, if I can impact at least one person a day that listens to this podcast or goes through my coaching program, I'm happy. You know, because I at least made a difference in one person's life. So, Kristen, how about you?
Well, piggybacking off of what you were saying, and, you know, just investing time in personal relationships and spending time with others, us people that are huggers, we are just not okay. I just want to hug everyone the second that we're able to, because I took that for granted.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to take that for granted anymore when, you know, I interact with people, when I actually get to sit down and see people face to face. You know, I want to talk about positive things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about the world's problems all the time. I want us to talk about positive things. And I also want to make sure that when I'm interacting with people, I stay off my phone, because yes, I want to be face to face with them, giving them my undivided attention. But another thing that is really a major point for me that I want to improve upon in 2021 is researching before forming an opinion. I say that because so many people rely on social media for their quote unquote news. And there's been news story after news story about how that fake news is constantly leaked on social media.
Yeah.
And people take it as gospel, and you cannot do that. So one thing for me is I want to make sure that in 2021, if I see a topic, if I see people talking about something on Facebook, I don't want to form an opinion yet. I want to research it, not from one website, not from one newspaper, one magazine. I want to go to many different areas and many different sources before I form my opinion because I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Absolutely. And that's just one thing, in my opinion. I think, honestly, if we turn the TVs off and, you know, hush up on the news piece of the social media and just focus on the good in our lives, the positives, because you can always find the negative in every situation. But, you know, when we really start digging for the good and exposing the good, it just makes a more of a beautiful world that we live in, because there's always beauty in everything.
Well, if you guys, I don't know, a lot of you I'm sure have heard of this, but John Krasinski from The Office, mm-hmm. he actually has a YouTube show called Some Good News, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
And so he started this during the pandemic from his home, where that he was not talking about COVID or anything like that. He was talking about good, positive things, real news stories that were positive and really had a great impact on the world. So if you don't know about that one, you might want to check that out.
Absolutely. So that is our third and final question. Go ahead, jot it down. Looking into 2021, what would you like to improve on? So let's go ahead and recap on the questions here. Question one, what has 2020 taught you? Number two, what is one way you've grown in 2020? And third and final, looking into this year, 2021, what would you like to improve? And I think, honestly, if you put those three questions up next to your New Year's resolutions, I think it does provide some sort of empowerment. And I think, honestly, like when we think about it, it's one thing. But when we actually write it out on paper and we can visually see it versus just mentally thinking about it, I think it just sends a whole nother level of message to you. So that is all the time we have here on the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. We appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy week to tune in. And I'm going to leave you, like I do at the end of every single episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you, and we really appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Take care.